Nebraska and Rutgers play tonight at 6. That's a big game for Rutgers. They're trying to be into the NCAA tournament, which you know does not happen very often in New Jersey. They cannot afford a loss to Nebraska. We'll see what the removal of Teddy Allen does to the rotation tonight, does to the moxie on the floor. But Rutgers has been off for a little bit. They'll be very, very physical. It will be a challenge for Nebraska. So no Teddy Allen dismissed from the program earlier today. Actually, it happened yesterday, announced earlier today. You also had another weird feeling in the building at Pinnacle Bank Arena on Saturday night. Did it not appear to anybody else, and we've talked about this now for a couple of weeks as we're getting towards the end of the regular season, about coaches that are on the hot seat, and if athletic directors will say, this is a free year for our coaches and come back next year, or if they decide that it's time to move on. Indiana, Iowa State, Minnesota of local interest. Archie Miller, Indiana looks like they're done. So Archie Miller is pretty clear what is going to happen in Bloomington. Iowa State still probably a wild card. I just got the feeling, watching Richard Pitino in the way that game unfolded, and then after the game, I mean, you had Marcus Carr score 41. Marcus Carr was unreal for Minnesota, which is another oddity of this season. You had two guys in the span of 5 days in the same building in a Big Ten game score 41 points. And both lose. Nebraska lost with Teddy's 41 the other night. Marcus Carr scores 41 for Minnesota, and they lose. And Marcus Carr did everything. He had no help. He had no help whatsoever. And you've got a Minnesota team that is wobbling, and they've lost five in a row, and they're in shambles, and they just spent the past week going 0-2 against the two worst teams in the Big Ten. They lost at home to Northwestern after they blew a big lead, and they couldn't rally to beat Nebraska. And they're 0-9 on the road. Richard Pitino, after the game, took a long time before he got to his media availability. And players were asked after the game what the message was, or actually Pitino was asked after the game. Marcus Carr didn't make himself available to the media. He was crying coming off the floor. But Pitino, it was almost reflective, where he said, I just told the guys for the rest of the year just to enjoy the process. That says to me that things are brewing at Minnesota. Now, finances, with all of these decisions that you make during a COVID season, could play a part if you don't have $10 to $12 million laying around. But listening to Pitino after the game and a little bit to Archie Miller, they either know something or the writing is on the wall. I think Saturday night, not only the last time we see Teddy Allen at Pinnacle Bank Arena, I think it feels more and more like the last time we see Richard Pitino as the Minnesota head coach coaching a basketball game at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Minnesota has completely fallen apart down the stretch, and I know they have two key players that are injured, but you just lost to Northwestern and Nebraska. And it's not like Nebraska played the best game they played all year. Nebraska shot really well. They hit the three ball. Amazingly, at the right time, they hit free throws. But they also turned it over 18 times, and you've just lost to Northwestern and Nebraska. One team had lost 13 in a row. Another team had a double-figure losing streak as well. Just felt like that to me when I listened to Pitino at the end of the game. So we'll see what tonight is like between Nebraska and Rutgers. It's an important game for Rutgers. They do not want to have a bad loss. But it could be a week where now roles are pretty defined. You take a guy that averages 17 out of the game, you might have some guys that are different playing together on the floor, but you also might have some guys that became very familiar with each other on Saturday night, that Hoiberg may roll with that rotation that you saw that ended the game, which was a rotation that we have not seen all year. And we saw seniors step up, whether it be a Walker, a Kobe, or a Thor, and Banton is back. So what impact will taking a 17-point score out of the program have? I'm sure we'll find out right away tonight. Just got to remember, this is going to be a tough game. Rutgers is a good team. I said in the last six games, Nebraska went 2-4. I'd say it's an accomplishment. But I had the front end and the back end, Penn State and Northwestern. Lost against Penn State, went and found it against Minnesota. Still got Northwestern at the end of the week. Iowa's in between. More on Nebraska basketball as we move towards two. We'll talk about Mike Schaefer. He's coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.